Few would visit the Himalaya for a gourmet experience. One grows used to living on a restricted choice of food. But on occasion, a surprise ingredient adds a little spice to even the simplest chapati, as I experienced on a cold November day in 1993. The yak herd's face was flattened round with high cheekbones and dark eyes, framed by jet-black hair pulled tightly behind her ears and held down with a cotton scarf. It was difficult to tell her age, but my guess would be mid to late 30s. Her hands were larger and more masculine than the short body would suggest. They were cracked, dry and white with flour as she kneaded the dough for my chapati, rocking to and fro beside the yak dung fire, whose acrid smoke made my eyes sting. The door was open, despite the fact that the little stone-built hut stood at almost 4,500 metres, and through it I could see the damp mist of November creeping along the valley. I leaned closer to the fire, hands open to receive its warmth, but caught a face full of smoke for my pains. I turned away, choking the ripe smell of burning dung. Diddy chuckled and muttered something which sounded like, "English no like Sherpa air." On the contrary, this English was more than happy with Sherpa air, so long as it was outdoors. But out there it was getting a little thin at these altitudes, which is why today we'd had a trek of less than 3 hours. It was unwise to gain too much height too quickly until we'd acclimatized. Hence early arrival at the yak herd's hut, which we'd discovered standing on a square of pasture surrounded by dry stone walls. We'd arrived in the sunshine of midday and been captivated by the setting. An amphitheatre of rock peaks formed a backdrop. A narrow tributary valley cut by a stream spilled from it, and where this tributary entered the main valley, a high bench of pasture had been abruptly levelled by a glacier that was now drawing back to its roots in the north. In all directions, mountains of 6,000 metres had jostled for attention, but now they were disappearing from view, swallowed by thickening mist. The Didi spread the chapati dough on a flat stone and began to roll it out. She then peeled it off and slapped it from one hand to the other. At that moment, one of her yaks thrust its head through the open door. "Psht! Cho! Cho!" The Shapani dropped the dough, then hastened to the door, where she beat the animal on the head and pushed it away. "Cho! Cho! Psht! Psht!" As the beast backed away, it left a steaming deposit on the doorstep. Waste not, want not, the Didi scooped up the fresh warm dung in her bare hands and slapped it on the wall to dry, then padded back to the fire, wiping her hands on her striped tuba, then resumed the job of kneading my chapati dough. It was the tastiest chapati I'd ever eaten.